Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last Thursday was the Ascension of our Lord. Prior to that, Jesus said, "You are my witnesses." All of our readings in this Sunday after Ascension deal with that outreach, that evangelism and mission work of the gospel. In our second lesson, Jesus in the Revelation talks about those who were brought to faith through that gospel and are enjoying eternity in heaven. In our gospel, Jesus prayed for those who would come to faith through that work of his disciples. In our first lesson for today, we see part of the work that the disciples did following Jesus' ascension as they take the gospel out into the world. The word of God for our devotion this morning is our first lesson. We read in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 to 10. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who commissioned us as his witnesses. There is an expression in Latin, ad libitum. Likely you are more familiar with the abbreviated version of that, ad lib. To ad lib means to get away from the prepared thing that you've worked out. It means to be at liberty, to do something by personal choice that just comes to mind. The missionaries and evangelists who went out into the world shortly after Jesus' ascension discovered almost immediately that that's not the way to do mission work. That wasn't the way God was going to be with them and work with them when they went out into the world. That wasn't the way to go and make disciples, to ad lib, to do things as they suddenly popped up or in their own minds. God prepared a plan for them. They didn't prepare it for themselves. The Holy Spirit, in fact, prepared it, the Spirit of Jesus, which is one reason why in the Nicene Creed we confess that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. He is the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of the Son. The Holy Spirit prepared the mission vision of the church, and he revealed it to the disciples for them to follow. They were not free to ad lib. They were to follow the way that the Lord directed them. They would lead people through Christ, the open door, as the Holy Spirit opened some doors and closed some doors to direct them. God, the Holy Spirit, revealed this mission vision to Paul in a dream or a vision. But as we'll see, we don't think of that as a dream like we have. But a vision that was a purposeful manifestation and direction of what they were supposed to do. It didn't need interpretation. There was really no symbolism at all there was a man, a Macedonian man, saying, come to Macedonia and help us. Help us spiritually with the gospel. And so that's the emphasis we have today in this Sunday after Ascension, as we do mission work and evangelism. God opens and closes doors for that work. And we are ready to go when and where the Holy Spirit directs us in that work. Mission vision is not a dream. The Apostle Paul and his companions, Barnabas, Timothy, and Luke, were in Central Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. They had thought that they would travel west to the western extreme of Asia Minor and work there among the great western cities. But Luke says, but the Holy Spirit prevented us from doing that. We don't know how he did that. But at that time, that's not where mission work was going to be done. The disciples then decided to turn their attention north to go up into the area of Bithynia along the northern coast, a province along the Black Sea. The Holy Spirit said, nope. That's not where you're supposed to go either. That's not the time, that's not the place where I want you to go. And so they traveled then to a city called Troas, which is right near the coast of the Aegean Sea. It's about 49 AD. And while they were in Troas, Paul had a vision. Not a dream, fanciful, without rhyme or reason, filled with images that don't follow, reflecting our own inner thoughts and desires, perhaps. But there God placed before him a Macedonian man who invited them to come and do the work of the gospel in Macedonia, in that province with its city of Philippi. And Macedonia was right across the Aegean Sea from Troas. And so they traveled there following God's direction. This was a mission vision. It needed no interpretation. Paul understood what God was telling him and he obeyed it. He followed it. God often gave the Apostle Paul and the other disciples visions in which he would direct them in their work. Those visions have ceased. God directs us in our mission vision in a little bit different way. He directs us by providential circumstances. As God opens and closes doors here and there at certain times. God gives us a mission vision as we sit down and do careful planning, considering our resources, considering the accessibility of the gospel, assessing the previous success or failure, humanly speaking, of the gospel work that we have done there, realizing as we sung in our hymn that conversion and bringing people to faith or not is not our mission vision. That we leave entirely into God's hands. But we can look at those providential circumstances. We can sit down and carefully plan, considering human elements, and look and see where God says, I'm opening that door, come and help those people. Or, I'm closing that door, so right now you can't go there. Or you've been there for a while, but now I'm closing the door and opening one somewhere else. We may very well, in our collective mission work, as a congregation and as a synod, desire to go to a certain place, to a certain group of people, at a certain time, in a certain way. But maybe the opportunity just isn't there. Maybe it was there and isn't there anymore. Maybe it's wide open for us now to step through. As individuals, we may want to evangelize to a certain person. We think we can talk to someone and share the Word of God with someone under a certain circumstance. And God opens that door for us. Or other times, He closes it. God opens and closes the doors of the work of our mission vision. He opens or closes them to people. He opens and closes them to communities and cities and countries and cultures around the world. You've experienced where God has opened a door for you for personal evangelism. Maybe that family work, that family member or that co-worker or that neighbor who has just gone through a family loss or tragedy, is suffering some kind of burden or difficulty in life. Perhaps their conscience is troubling them greatly over a sin that they have committed them. You may want to go to them. Talk to them about their Savior, and Jesus or the Holy Spirit opens that door and gives you the opportunity. Or He may say, through those circumstances, through that planning, no, even though that's what you want, there's just not the way to do it right now. That's just not the time to do it. That's true also of our congregation. Right now, Bethlehem Congregation is in Carmel, Indiana. Will it always be? I don't know. For many years, we've had a preschool that has shared the gospel with many heathen children from heathen religions and cultures. We've enjoyed that for many years. Will it always be there? I don't know. Only the Holy Spirit knows. I've begun and had Bible studies at several nursing homes here in the area that I no longer have. I'm having a Bible study at a senior living apartment that is a new one, as God has opened a door. It looks like sharing the gospel with people who are intellectually and developmentally disabled through Jesus Cares is an open door that God has now set before us. The Holy Spirit is always opening and closing doors. He has closed some doors, and He will open some others. In all of that, our mission vision is not a dream, as we think of a dream. It's not a fantasy. It's not wishful thinking. It's not beating our heads against a door that God's closed. It's not standing idly by when God has opened a door that we need to quickly walk through and go through with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our mission vision is something that we're not free to ad lib. We're not at liberty to do it the way we want. It is not our choice to go when and where and how we think it should be done. We are not free to stand still or to go except as God directs us. But then we are ready. Then we are ready when and where God calls us to work. And that's what Paul and Barnabas and Timothy and Luke did. Luke doesn't record, and then Paul said, but I don't want to go there. Paul didn't say, well, that's not my plan. That's not what I had in mind to do. No, St. Luke writes, when the man said, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Come and help us spiritually. Isn't that our cry every day? Wasn't that our cry a little while ago when we confessed our sins? God, help us. Absolve us from our sins. Continue to shower your grace upon us in the forgiveness that we have in Jesus Christ. Already today, we have failed to love you perfectly. We have failed to love each other perfectly. We are steeped in sin and guilt and death. Come and help us. Give us that good news of our Savior Jesus. And right now we are here so that you could come this morning and get that help. Tomorrow morning, God willing, our preschool will be here so those children can come and get that help. You and I have many open doors of opportunity. And we are ready, aren't we? We are ready to go when and where the Lord directs us and leads us. I hope you notice that when Luke wrote this, he switched to the plural pronoun of we. He said, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia because God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Luke was writing to his friend Theophilus, and he said, Theophilus, I was there. I was part of that. That's how we did things. Remember in Luke, I told you that Jesus said he'd always be with us and he would take care of us and direct us? Well, I experienced that. And we followed the Spirit's direction as we went into Macedonia to an area different now than where they had been. Because Philippi was primarily a Roman city. Macedonia had been conquered by the Romans, and it was a Roman province. But they went to those Gentiles as God called them. This is to be our approach to our mission vision, that we stand ready when and where God opens a door for us. When we hear a person or a neighborhood or a country through our support of our church at large or wherever, or with Jesus Cares, when a door of opportunity opens, that we don't just stand there shuffling our feet, wondering what we're supposed to do, or try to continue something where God has made it obvious to us that that is no longer the way that we are going to be able to reach out with the gospel. I mean, think of what happened now. The disciples went to Macedonia, to Philippi, and then they traveled to other cities familiar with names familiar to us, Thessalonica and Corinth and Berea and Athens. Those names are familiar to us from the book of Acts as that gospel message was taken to those Gentiles as God opened those doors. They had a willing mission vision and a readiness to go when God called them to go and to go where God led them to go. Who knows what doors the Holy Spirit will open for us in the future? Who knows what doors God will close in the future? Maybe even the doors of Bethlehem Lutheran Church. We don't know, but God knows. And in the meantime, He's going to continue to open and close doors of providential opportunity for us. He's going to give us times when we can sit down and plan in prayer and in faith how we can best go about and do the work of sharing Christ. Who knows what doors will open or close? The Holy Spirit knows. And the Holy Spirit never does anything ad libitum. The Holy Spirit never ad libs. The Holy Spirit reveals and enables us to carry out the eternal plan of salvation in Jesus Christ to us and to our neighbors and to the world. Are you ready to go? When and where God calls you to work? When you hear someone call, come, help us. Amen.